Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy New Year, BTN News listeners. We are back. Feels good to be back, too. And glad we finally flushed 2020 down the toilet. I do hope you and your loved ones, you had a fantastic Christmas, a fantastic New Year. But as with any vacation, it's now time to return to normal. And I hope we all can have a great 2021. Yes, it is January 4th, 2021. We got the best technology news that's been happening pretty much over the weekend. And we got it for you right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. The year of 2021 be the year of folding phones. No, I'm not just talking about Samsung. It looks like Apple's ready to enter the race with their device this year. So much, in fact, they've actually asked Foxconn to create two foldable iPhone prototypes. At least according to the new rumors. And I mean, why not? Let's start off the new year with some new rumors. This is actually first reported by Tom's Guide. This is actually over the weekend, too. And cites a Taiwanese website, the United Daily News, saying that Apple currently has two prototypes being constructed at their Foxconn factory. And by the sound of it, these prototypes are all-out prototypes. Foldable shells with the foldable displays and everything intact inside. Yes, processors, cameras, the whole caboodle. As far as the design goes right now, from what we can tell, it's similar to the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip, meaning it has a flexible screen that creases in the middle. That's the first prototype. However, though, the other prototype looks to be ripping off Microsoft's Surface Duo, meaning two screens that actually is held together by a hinge. More than likely, all will be answered sometime this year. At least that's what we're thinking we'll be seeing this year, given the fact that the patent for these things were actually filed back in April of 2020. Hey, from Apple, we do move on to Samsung, and Samsung is making it official. What's official? They've confirmed the Galaxy S21. Yes, the latest lineup of Galaxy flagship phones is coming. This, of course, will be the Galaxy S21, the S21 Plus, and not to be left out, the S21 Ultra. The event, which is expected to kick off at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern U.S. Time, actually carries the tagline, "Welcome to the Everyday Epic." Yeah, I don't know what it means. As far as what we're to expect from the new phone, well, pretty much what they were last year. Yeah, they'll be pretty much similar, except for maybe the size of the things. Though the S21 Ultra model will definitely offer more and better specs and cameras, too. Oh, and you know, all those leaked details and pictures and all those things we've seen last year? Don't expect much of a change from those. Especially when you take a look at the animated GIF that's going around officially from Samsung. Looks like QB saying, "Hey, Roku, you want some of this stuff?" For those of you who don't remember QB, yeah, that's the failed mobile streaming service. Well, they're trying to sell its rights and content library on over to Roku. From what we can tell, it's kind of in its infancy. There's not even talk of money yet. Maybe Roku figures, "Yeah, QB ain't worth a whole hell of a lot." In fact, when you even asked the two companies, they said, "Yeah, we're kind of talking, but we don't know if we're going to reach a deal or not." So things don't seem too happy between the two parties right now. But if it does happen, it would give Roku the exclusive access to QB's slate of programming. You know, all the shows that never really did anything. Now, it isn't the first time QB's went to somebody and said, hey, how about this stuff? You want some? No, they actually went to Facebook and NBC Universal as well. But by the sound of it, those companies, yeah, we ain't hearing nothing but crickets on that side. And finally, New Year's Eve. Yeah, it was pretty much different this year for the entire planet. Most of us spent our time online chatting with friends and family. Maybe it was via Zoom, or more than likely it was via WhatsApp. Yeah, that Facebook chat app, yeah, just set a friggin' record. How big is the record for the platform? Well, 1.4 billion video and voice calls were actually placed on New Year's Eve through the app. It was actually the most ever single day use for WhatsApp, and a 50% spike from last year. In fact, things were pretty good at Facebook when it came to New Year's Eve. Even the Facebook Messenger app had its largest ever volume of group calls in the U.S. Not to mention Facebook Live and even Instagram Live had about 55 million broadcasts worldwide. As for the rounded success of WhatsApp for the new year, guess you can kind of say it became the little app that could till, well, it was the little app that can now. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our website, BritishTechNetwork.com. Of course, that's where you get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so many other fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. Give us a like over there, too, on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And our community ever-growing and ever more fun. If you're not a part of it, you're really missing out. So join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, let's start the week out great. Let's start the year out great. Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.